Hey, everybody. This is Rob and Jason here with Building the Game, a documentary podcast. This is a bonus episode that we're recording. We're going to do here a playtest of my prototype Splitters game. This is a game that we, that I pitched back on episode 32 of the podcast. So I'm just going to go ahead and jump right in. Real quick, I'll recap the idea of the game. This is a two-player only card game where we are both computer hackers in a steampunk world, hacking a steam-powered difference engine, and we are in competition with each other to be the first one to perform the most awesome leet hacks, hacksaws, I guess.
Leet.
Is there a steampunk version of leet speak? I don't know. Seems like there should be.
I agree.
At any rate, and this is the prototype, the first game that we're putting together here using the offset card system, the OSC system that I also pitched as a part of that. The idea being that in order to play one card, you actually have to play two, because on every card there's two halves of a card printed. You cannot lay one card down on its own because each of those halves is incomplete. The only way to make a complete card is to put another card down next to it to make a full unit, you know, one full card. In this game, whenever you put two cards down together, it's called a split. You're playing a split. And that is referencing how us hacking the computer, we are splitting the flow of the steam within the difference engine. So that's the idea. A split. Now, we'll start off here saying every player starts with 10 cards in their hand. In my original pitch, I had us playing up to a total of 10 points. I've stretched the score tracker out to 20 points because I felt like the first time we played, my wife and I played, 10 points came awful quick. But I've made some changes since then. Anyway, so I think today we'll just still play to 10, but I'm toying with taking it up to 15 or 20 points total. But we'll cut off at 10.
Cool.
Just in the interest of time here for the episode. Okay, on your turn, you're going to start the game. You're always going to have 10 cards available to you, okay? Yep. And that's either 10 cards in your hand, 10 cards in play on the table, or a combination of those two. The only way to get new cards is to discard.
Cool. Okay?
On your turn, you have two actions. You have two choices for an action. An action is either play a card or discard a card. So in order to play a split, because you're putting down two cards to play a split, that's going to require both of your actions.
Okay. All right. So I could, if I discard a card, that's one action. Drawing a card back is another action.
Drawing a card happens automatically when you discard.
So I could discard two cards.
That's the idea. Right?
Draw two. Okay, cool.
Right. Now, let's say I have a split on the table and I want to discard that split. I want to get rid of that split. Because you can't have one card sit alone on the table. That's an incomplete split. So if I want to get rid of this split, I have two cards down here. I have one split in play that's made up of two cards. I can discard one of those cards, and that's going to take one action. The other card goes away automatically, is discarded automatically, doesn't require me a second action.
Okay.
Because the rules just say that card can't be in use anymore.
Quick question, could you discard half and replay a card to match down, or no? A split is in play. A split is in play. You discard a card. It automatically leaves. You cannot replace it.
You're absolutely right.
Okay.
Yeah. It's in play. If one card is gone, the other card is gone too. The only exception to that is if there is a power on the card which allows you to leave that one in play and replace it right away.
Cool.
Okay.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Right. And so then we're getting some card text. And card text will allow you to do different things. It can allow you to force your opponent to discard a card or discard a whole split. Okay, and those two things matter, whether you're telling them to discard a card or discard a split. A card might give you extra actions, where you can spend an action on your turn to gain a point, or to make somebody else lose a card, or whatever. Actions might let you, it might allow you to have a total of 11 cards in play instead of just 10.
Okay.
Or it might give you a whole extra action to play in your turn. So you'll have three actions on your turn instead of two actions. Okay, this is the idea.
And if I remember correctly, with the points, mm-hmm. There's points and there's hard-coded points.
Yeah, right now I'm calling them hard points and soft points.
Okay.
Okay. When you're just flat out, when you are earning points, they are soft points. Okay? And soft points can be gained and lost. Hard points cannot be lost. So the game, the process of this is sort of like you're gaining soft points, and then you either want to add hard points to that or convert soft points to hard points.
Cool.
And let's say I have the split here on the table right now that's worth 1 point. That's one soft point.
Yep.
If you on your turn can force me to get rid of that, you lose, and that goes point. Away, I lose that soft point.
Okay, cool. Now, if at any point your soft points cross the target, 10 in our case today, right. You win.
Correct.
Cool.
Right. Then the game ends immediately.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right, let's play.
Well, one more thing.
Oh, one more thing.
There are some cards in there that allow you to create a split chain.
Oh, okay.
And that in that case, if you're creating split chain, then you can actually chain three cards together instead of just two.
Cool.
The max in your chain is three.
And that can go to either side?
To either side. Let's see. Let me see. I'm going to find a split chain card in here.
Oh, the side that's the effect would say.
Right. The side of the effect has to be connected. So you can see here I've got a split chain card, and I've got it on one side it has an effect, and the other side it has a point value. And I'm using the point value of two to connect to another effect on another card. The split chain side right now is an incomplete side, and it's good for nothing unless I can connect another point to that side. I cannot connect another card, another effect, to the point side on the other card.
Cool.
This will make more sense. It's difficult for me to explain in audio for the listeners.
Right. Well, listeners, if you did download this on iTunes, go to our website, buildingthegamepodcast.com.
I'll
post
pictures.
Three or four pictures. Plus, I'll also link back to Rob's original pitch,
yeah.
Which has a nice diagram of how the splits work. Because we do understand it is a little harder to understand the description of that in just audio.
Right.
Without seeing a picture. So,
okay.
I encourage you to check it out.
Right. And then the last thing I would say is that if you have a split chain in effect, let's say I have three cards out here. If Jason has a card that will force me to discard one card, if he forces me to discard the card in the center of that split chain, I don't lose everything. I just lose that one card and the other two smash together.
Awesome.
Okay. And that's the difference between discarding a card and a split. So if I have the split chain here, if Jason can make me, if his power says, you discard one card, then I only lose one of those cards. I still have two cards in play on the table. And so I still have a split.
Right.
All right. But if Jason's power says Rob has to discard a whole split, then I'm forced to discard both cards, leaving one empty on the table. So I actually lose the whole thing is the idea.
Right. Just a side note that I just thought of as you're shuffling, getting us ready to go.
Yeah.
It would be cool if you had cards that had like a smash ability. You know what I mean? Mm. So a strategy would be that you could get rid of the split, right? Purposely, so that the two cards smash together, and that gives you like two hard points or something like that. That might be kind of cool. Just a thought.
Okay, yeah, that's actually a really good idea. See, this is kind of stuff that I absolutely need.
Right.
I need more card ideas. Right now, this is a 50 card deck. And I have 22 unique cards in there, so there's a lot of doubles. So I need more card ideas. I want to have some doubles, but right now I know that my ratio of
is too close. Yeah,
is too right.
But yeah, I mean, obviously you don't want to have 50 unique cards because then getting one of those cards is like impossible.
Right, right. So I'll start out here by dealing out 10. So 2, 2, 3, 3, 4, 4.
Currently, Rob is dealing cards for the listeners at home.
7, 7, 8, 8, 9, 9, 10, 10.
Woo-hoo. I'm going to look at my cards.
Yes, please
it's
do.
Exciting.
And then we each have two score trackers, one to represent hard points, one to represent soft. We're going to say that the tall guy is for hard points and the short guy is for soft points.
Cool.
So we are looking.
Can I discard at any time or only on my turn?
Only on your turn.
And if a card says that I discard it to do something, mm-hmm. I have to choose to discard it? Or if you say I have to discard a card, can I choose to discard that and have that action trigger or no?
In this version, if the power says discard, it means it's your choice. But if I'm the one who forces you to discard it, it doesn't go off.
Even if I have two things in play and you say discard one? Okay, mm-hmm. Just clarifying.
Yeah, cool. Right now, I see, because I thought about that after the fact, I actually want to make that a separate card where if you force me to discard this thing, then something triggers as a result of that. So that's another card type that I want to put in there. So we will pause here for a second while we both look at our hands.
If it says something to do with this split, mm-hmm. and it's a chain, mm-hmm. does that count as the whole thing counts as this split?
That refers to that specific split only.
But I mean, so if you have three cards in a row as mm-hmm. part of a split chain, it's not affecting that card, or it is.
It's not affecting the entire chain unless it specifically says the whole chain.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you want to go first? Or do you want me to?
You can go first.
All right. Well, the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to play a split here. It's a 3 points. It's worth 3 points, and the effect is you cannot be forced to discard any cards unless the point value of the opponent's split effect is greater than or equal to this one. So as long as I have this split in play, Jason can't make me discard anything unless he can pair that effect also with a 3 point card.
Cool.
Yeah. So I'm doing that because by pairing that myself with the 3 points, I'm getting three soft points right off the bat right away. And I'm right away putting kind of a defensive posture out there. I know I need more defensive cards in the deck as well.
Cool. Okay.
Okay. And so I put down two cards. That's my two actions. Well, the other thing is you always have to use all of your actions on your turn.
Okay. That makes sense.
And if you give yourself three and put something out that gives yourself an extra action, you have to use all three cards every time.
Worst case, you could always just choose to discard.
Discard something, right?
Okay.
Right.
Cool.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to first split. I'm going to play.
Okay.
Just a sec. See, so I'm having trouble because I'm forgetting which split is taking effect.
And one of the goals of the game is to force you to try and make difficult choices.
It's doing that. Yeah. So, okay, I'm playing a card here that says points earned in this split are hard points.
Okay.
That's going to give me two.
Right, because you paired that with a two-point card.
Yep, so I'm going to give myself two. What's hard? This is hard?
Yeah, the tall one is hard, yeah.
All right.
Okay, back to me.
Oh, and I don't draw cards because nope.
Because we're still max at 10 total, right?
Does the split chain have to be in the middle?
No.
Cool.
Okay. I'm going to put down this card can be used to create a split chain paired with a 2 point card, so I get another 2 points for that. And I can add something to either side of that. So I'm up to five soft points here.
Here's a question. So okay. This is a split chain card.
Mm-hmm.
I put a card here. Can I then add a card to the other side, or does...
Yeah, you can then later add a card to that side, but you can't add it to the other side of the other
right.
card.
Okay, yeah. Just making sure.
Right.
All right, so first thing I'm going to do is play this. It's my two cards. This says, spend two actions to gain one hard point.
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, I do get two soft points.
You sure do.
Puts me up to four.
Yep. Back to me. Okay, and I'm going to spend one action to put down something on my split chain that allows me to spend one action to convert a soft point to a hard point. So first of all, I gain 1 point for making that new split, and I have one action left, and I'm going to go ahead and spend my one action to convert a point. So it's important to remember the difference between gaining and converting. You know, so if this is saying that I gain one hard point, then everything would slide up one, but I'm converting a soft point. So that means I have...
Which is why mine costs two actions and yours only costs one.
To gain versus convert, exactly. Right. Okay, and that's it for me. And just for the listeners here, I'm up to six with my soft points. And so based on what Jason can throw out here and play, if he can make me discard some stuff, he either might knock me way down or I might win soon, which is why 10 points, I'm not really sure if 10 points is too fast.
Right. Well, and it's tough because you've got that really powerful card out that I can't get rid of.
And I was lucky to get that right away.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, you could pair that with something. You have a 3-pointer out here, but you can't add anything else to that because that's you don't have a chain connected to that. But if you can get another 3-point card out of the deck.
Right.
Yeah.
So in this case, so it's my turn now?
Yeah.
So I'll discard this chain because it's not doing anything for me anymore.
Well, by doing that, you're going to lose those two soft points.
No, points earned in this split are hard points.
Yeah, but anytime points on the board go away, then you lose soft points for that.
But I didn't get soft points for that.
Well, but yeah, but that's what your hard points here are already recorded.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. You got your hard points for that.
But okay, so if I had just had the two hard points and then discarded this, I would lose nothing?
Right.
Okay, gosh, that's kind of a bummer, dude.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not saying it's bad. It's just kind of a bummer.
Yeah.
All right, I'll do it anyways because I got to try and stop you. So I'm going to discard two.
Yeah, and then you can draw two.
Draw two.
And you have one action left.
I only discarded one card technically.
Right, and the other one went away automatically. And I recognize that losing points thing feels weird. And we didn't actually move your point tracker off there.
Thank you.
That feels weird and that needs to be worked out. That needs more work. I 100% agree with that. There's still a long way to go.
Oh, yeah. I am going to spend my last action playing a split here. Well, no, you know what? I'll discard this card, get another card.
Okay. So back to me?
Yep.
Okay. I am going to play another two-point card. Connected to opponent must immediately discard one card of my choice. So you have to get rid of one of those.
Yep.
And I'm up to 8 points.
So do I get cards right now?
Right away, yep. I do have an advantage here, having played before. I have some strategies already in my mind. Also, I got really lucky on the cards that I dealt myself. I promise I didn't cheat.
Okay, so I played a card that says, spend one action to force an opponent to discard a split.
Mm-hmm.
So it's worth 3 points. I can't use it this turn, so I'm going to hopefully use it next turn unless Rob wins.
Yeah.
Which is pretty likely.
Either I need to win.
Because you only need 2 points.
Right. Or I need to make you get rid of that. Earn our count. So what I'm going to do then is I'm going to... See, because you're going to make me kill that, and I'm going to lose 3 soft points for that.
Right.
Yeah. So what I want to do is I'm going to use both my actions to convert 2 soft points to hard points, so I at least protect myself a little bit.
Doesn't that bump up the soft points then?
Nope.
No, because you converted.
Converting, not getting. Yep. Right. Yeah. So that's all I'm going
to
do.
Okay. All right. So on my turn, I will spend my first action to force you to discard either one of those cards.
Okay. So I lose both. 3 points there.
Then for my second action, since I can't... Because I have one thing I could do, but it says that it's part of a chain. Well, you know what? No. Oh, no. It's got to be... So what I'll do is I'm going to discard what I have in play. Discard one of those cards, which puts me 2 short. I'm going to draw 2 cards.
Okay. And back to me.
Back to you.
All right. I'm going to play down a card worth nothing, worth 0 points. The effect, though, it says discard the split to force opponent to discard 1 split.
Okay.
So that's another defensive move on my part.
Cool.
Okay. That's it for me.
I'm going to play a split that says points into the split are hard points. Give myself 2 points.
2 more. Good.
So I now have 4 hard points, no soft points. Rob has 3 hard points and 2 soft points, giving him a score of 5. So he's 1 ahead of me right now.
Right. I still have my card out here that lets me convert. So I'm going to convert, use both actions, convert my convert 2 to hard.
So now you're at 5, I'm at 4, five, both right. All hard points.
Right. And now, and just for listeners and for your benefit here, now I am 100% protected, so I could kill everything I have here, basically, and get a bunch of fresh cards to start continue playing with and not lose any points for it.
Right.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, awesome. All right. Yeah.
So, back to you.
Cool. I'm going to play a split that says... Plus 1 hand size while this is in play. I get 1 soft point, and then I get to draw a card.
Yep.
Cool.
Okay. I'm going to discard 1 action, discard those, and draw 2 more. And I only have 1 action left, so I'm going to...
Is the highest card 3 points?
Yeah. 0 to 3.
So actually, just to tell you, we actually cheated a little bit ago. Because unless this card is different than the one you have, but I'm assuming it's not, it says you cannot be forced to discard any cards unless the point value of an opponent's split is
greater than or equal to.
Oh, it does say equal to. I missed that part. Okay. So I was like, dude, that's broken.
Yeah. Greater than or equal to.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Okay. And my other action, I'm going to discard this 1 card from the split chain and get 1 more card for that. And now it's back to you.
Okay. I'm going to play a split here that says +1 hard point, which I assume means I just get... Does that mean I get 2 points off this? A hard
means
point
means you get
and a
one hard
point
and 1 soft point, right?
Cool. So, so this is they now when I get a hard point, these bump up each bump up, right?
Right.
So now I have 5 hard points plus 1 soft point plus another soft point. So that puts me at 7 points.
Yeah. Right.
Cool. All right.
Okay. 2 points and +1 action while the split is in play. So I have 1 more action all of a sudden. So okay. So 2 more points. And then I have 1 action left. I'm going to convert one of those to a hard point.
All right.
Okay. Back to you.
All right. I'm going to do something here. Okay. I'm going to discard this split here, which is worth 1 point.
All right. So that bumps back down 1.
Okay. Then I'm going to get my 2 cards back.
Okay. You have one action left.
Yep. Which I'll play my a chain here. It's since okay. I was trying to draw yep. 3 points.
Sure, sure.
So yeah, so I will get 2 points, 2 soft points. So it's me at 8.
8, so you're very close.
And I'm done.
Okay. I'm going to discard the split I have in play, discard the split to force opponent to discard one split. So I'm going to make you discard that split, which means you lose that one too. And so you lose all 3 of those soft points.
Yep, 3 soft points. That yep. puts me back to my original
back
5,
to your hard point, right.
which are hard points.
All right, so I'm going to draw 2, and then you can immediately draw back up.
3 cards I just got rid of.
Yeah.
And actually, I only get 2 cards back.
Oh, because you lost your +1, huh?
Yep.
Okay.
I don't know what that card says. I didn't look at it, so I put it back.
That's fine. And then, so that was 1 action to discard that. I have +1 action, so I still have 2 actions left, so I'm going to play my 2 actions to put down another split and gain 1 more soft point. And on my next turn, I will be able to spend 2 actions to gain 1 hard point if I choose to.
Okay, cool.
Okay, back to you.
That conversion is pretty powerful, but not in a broken way. The ability to convert.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You've been using.
That's how you protect yourself.
Yeah. I mean, it's yeah. not broken at all, but it's very powerful.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you want to advance by getting a bunch of soft points, but then you also want to reinforce those by turning them into hard points.
Right. I'm playing a card here that's +1 hard point, and then also it's worth 1 point. It's frustrating. I keep trying to get the 3-pointer cards,
yeah.
but I'm mostly getting 0s and 1s.
Yeah, there's more. The most in there are 1s.
Of course, yeah.
And the second most are 2s, and then it's 0s, and then it's 3s.
So I'm at 7 points. That's 6 hard points and 1 soft point.
Right.
And that was my turn.
Okay. I'm going to, first of all, spend 2 actions to gain 1 hard point. So I gain 1 hard point there. And so I have my total points up to 9. And then I'm going to spend my 1 remaining action to convert 1 of the soft points to a hard point.
So you're at 9 points still, 8 hard, 1 soft.
Right. I like the name hard points. I don't like the name soft points. So I need to come up with a different terminology for that.
Right.
Hard and soft is just easy.
Hard and soft is cool because it makes me think of hardware and software.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, whatever. It's a conversation for another time.
So I have a question. On mine, this card, it says, discard a split to force an opponent to discard one. Is that an action to do that?
May I see?
So if I play this, can I then
discard this split.
Oh, so it is an... Okay, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I was seeing if I had any that could be chained, but I do not, so...
And notice that discard this split, not this card.
Right.
Yeah.
But I meant if I had a chain split, I could have added it to a chain.
Yeah.
And then spent my point to discard.
Right.
So.
Okay.
Cool. I get 1 soft point, puts me up to 8. Mm-hmm. And I think you're about to put me out of my misery here.
I am, yep. I'm going to use spend 2 actions here to gain 1 hard point, which bumps me up, and I get 10 points total. And so I just won, because we're cutting off at 10 this time.
Right. No, okay. No, that's perfect. Yeah. Perfect. So.
So, what do you think?
I think, first of all, I like it a lot. I think that it plays pretty well. The card text is kind of frustrating. There's a lot to read. So, like, if you... Mm-hmm. This is my first play, right?
Yeah.
So, as a first play, I'm slightly turned off by the amount of card text, right?
Okay.
But you've played a few times, and does that not bother you now after playing a few times?
It does not. I mean, okay. Obviously, I wrote all the cards too, so I was kind of ready for it. But yeah, Christine and I have played, we've played 4 games total together, and we're pretty comfortable. She's pretty comfortable with it now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. That's cool. That was just a first impression. Something that might turn me off. I was trying to think if symbols would be better, but then we played that heap game and that was just a mess of symbols, and that was really distracting as well.
Yeah,
so card text is probably cleaner.
Yeah, I see. And I was thinking back to other games that like that that I've played, and Dominion frankly has kind of a lot of text on a lot of its cards.
It does.
It's written well and it's simple to understand. Right.
And
so that's important.
I think there's obviously some of the stuff that could be tweaked a little.
Oh, for sure.
I
mean, yeah. This is all
first draft.
Yes.
Or a second draft, but still.
Yeah, this is my second version.
Right.
Yeah, but yeah.
I mean, they're all pretty understandable. I think what's tough is I've got 10 cards in my hand, and you just kind of get that analysis paralysis for, oh my God, I don't know what to play. There's mm-hmm. so many choices. The other thing you talked about was currently, as you guys can see in the pictures, both card texts are face up, right? So I think altering that makes a big deal, meaning so that when I play a split, mm-hmm. the thing that's affecting me is face up. The other side is face down, is upside down. You talked about that. Is that correct? So, like, basically, yeah. if I have a split in play here, it would actually be like this, except this would be the small piece, right? So that this is distracting. See, I've got a split out here, folks, so you can see this. And you can look at the pictures to see. So what's happening is the center is what matters, mm-hmm. but I'm getting confused by the effect on the other side. When I'm looking at it in my hand, it's difficult.
Yeah.
That's difficult for me.
Okay.
And it's not like a critique of the game. I'm just saying that's difficult for me. I several times I played a split and was like, wait, that's not what I wanted it to do. I was trying to do this other thing.
Hmm.
And one thing I did notice, correct me if I'm wrong, I felt like the better powers had a better point value on
that. That's true, yeah.
Right. Which is kind of a dick move, but I like it.
Well, that's deliberate.
Right.
You know?
I know. No. Yeah. That's, you know, I mean, we've done that in other designs as well.
Yeah.
Gunslinging Ramblers, for instance, that's one of the key features is
right.
the better it is at one thing, the better it is at something else, but you can only use one of those things.
Exactly.
And yeah. that's key. And so that's actually, I think that's a good thing.
Okay.
It was frustrating
mm-hmm.
is all get out because I was like, I really want to play this power, but I really want 3 points.
Mm-hmm.
But that's good because it's a good frustrating, right? Because you're making the hard choices.
Yeah. Do I play that for points or do I play that for the power?
Right. And
yeah.
what really sucks is you had it for the hard code points was what I noticed was on both of mine,
yeah.
which was really like, gosh, I've got a 3-pointer in my hand that I can't use for this.
Right.
And I've got a bunch of 2-pointers at best.
Yeah. And when I, cause in the first thing that I did is I put out that one that says you can't force me to discard anything unless you have an equal point value on what you're doing. And I had that connected to a 3-point card and both of those are 3-point cards. And so by putting one of those options together, I had to sacrifice that other point value and that other power.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's a great idea. You know, I was just thinking, you mentioned Dominion. I think here's what's going to make this game easier to play mm-hmm. as you move on with it. One, give the cards names.
Oh, yeah.
Every power needs
a
name.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Because then you get kind of that easy remembering, right?
Yeah.
When I see...
Yeah,
I already, name for a split, right?
Yeah, I already have that field built into my spreadsheet. I just haven't started filling
cool,
it in yet.
Cool. Perfect. And then, you know, some different artwork, obviously, on the front of the card
of course, yeah.
will tell me, again, just like Dominion. You
right.
know what I mean? That's so, yeah, I think actually that solves the text problem right there. I mean, obviously, some of the words can be cleaned up, but
yeah,
you
yeah.
know that. So,
right.
No, I think for an early prototype, this is pretty awesome.
Yeah, I'm really happy with where I am right now. Now there are some extra features that are not in this version here that we talked about on the show. Number one being the engine status track, right?
Right.
Which is so I need a next obstacle for me is to think of global effects that will come into play as we start modifying the engine.
And I think that's a good idea because, you know, we kind of both, one thing that didn't work as well as it could, which the global effects will fix this, I think,
mm-hmm.
Is I pretty much ignored you until you started to win, and you ignored me until I started to get more. We just kind of played in our own zone. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because there's no reason. It's like, well, Rob, I have more points than Rob, so I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing. Oh, now he's going to win. Oh, now I don't have a way to stop him. Mm-hmm. Well, I should have been paying attention.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and that kind of understanding that strategy also is going to come with multiple plays.
Right. Yeah. In the moves are so incredibly limited, which mm-hmm. that's fine. I mean, that's the point of the game. I mean, 2 actions and you basically spend all those playing 1 card,
mm-hmm.
you know, 2 cards as 1 for 1 effect. The global statuses will be a nice way to enhance that, I think.
So, yeah.
So you've got more to take into
account. By giving
account.
You more actions as that builds up, then it means you're going to get, oh, shoot, I'm going to be able to do more stuff, and you're going to be able to do more stuff, and this is going to get a little touchier. I got to strategize
right.
more, yeah. I think I need more defensive cards. I think I mentioned that already.
Yeah. Oh, definitely, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
More take that stuff, you know, and more...
Yeah, and I think a couple of my 0-pointers are just kind of useless right now. They're effects that I don't think anybody would ever use. right now. So that I need to look at again. The other thing that we talked about in the pitch was materials matching like materials.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And one thing, and what we had thought in the show when we talked about it before was that, oh, maybe by connecting those things, that's how you gain hard points. You can gain a hard point when you do that. Another option is to say that the only, if you have a split made of like materials, the only way that split can be broken or be forced to discard is if that effect, is if that's coming from another complete materials split, you know? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
From similar materials in the split. So you can only force me to kill something if you have matching materials on your side too.
Right.
But if I have other thing that's mismatched on, you can kill any of those, but that's going to add another layer of strategy for me to say that, you know, not only do I want to try and connect good points with good powers, but I also want to try and hold out for like materials that will further solidify and strengthen my splits. And I think by doing that, it might even actually speed up the gameplay a little bit.
Okay. The other thing too is doing, like, if you had those, that rule in there,
yeah,
you could get rid of cards like the one you had where it said you have to have a greater or equal split. I'm just saying that might mm-hmm. be redundant. I could be wrong, but it might be redundant.
Yeah, it's kind of thing to test and see how it works out. Yeah, yeah.
Then again, you could also have the ability to put a split in that was almost unbreakable by forcing them to not only match the thing, but also have it be worth the same or more points.
Right.
I mean, in a 3-point split, that would be hard to come by.
Yeah, it'd be challenging. And I'm not saying that if I have a full brass connection, I have to also have a full brass connection.
No, but you have to have a full wood connection or a full
glass or full iron. Yeah, right. That's the idea. Right. So it wouldn't be so granular that it has to be 100% matching across the board.
Right,
yeah.
Right. No, I think you've got a lot going for this mm-hmm. so far. I'm really excited to try the next version with mm-hmm. with the global effects.
Yeah, yeah. I think actually before I start working in the global effects, I think I might try and work in the material stuff first to see how that plays. So that'll kind of be version 3.
Right.
And then version 4, I'm going to try and start getting some global effects in there.
And 2, as soon as you can, I would be really interested to see you get some names in there.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I really want to do that.
Even if it was just like split A, split mm-hmm. B, you know what I mean? Something so that when I look at it, I see that identifier.
Yeah.
It makes it real easy because I had times where I had like the same card in 2 spots in my hand and was like, oh, wait, that's the same card. Oh, yeah. Gosh, I didn't realize that.
So, yeah, I need to do that.
Yeah.
Right.
So my first comment, I think that's going to be fixed completely with that. Okay. I'm excited.
Cool. All right. Cool. I guess that's good. So we'll call this a successful playtest.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm very happy about this. So, listeners, thank you for hanging in there with us. Stay tuned for more, Splitters excitement in the future. Good night.
Good night.
Building the Game is a co-production of Imminent Entertainment and Poorly Designed Studios.
All the ideas presented by Rob and Jason are the property of the Building the Game podcast.